It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week on Mamas on Magic, we're talking about food. Today, we'll turn our attention to that kid who's sitting at the dinner table staring glumly at his plate and forcing down just one more bite so he can have dessert.
Oh, yes, the picky eater. We know about these kids very intimately since we both live with one.
Yes.
Normally, this is where we'd give you tips about making fun food like ants on a log with celery, cheese, and raisins, or reminding you that kids need to be introduced to foods multiple times before they might decide to try it.
But not today. You know all that stuff anyway, and the truth is most picky eaters grow up to enjoy a large variety of foods. I mean, my husband eats raw fish, for crying out loud, so a turnaround is very possible. Instead, we've got some stories from local moms about their picky eaters. We might as well just all laugh about it, right?
That's right. Local mom Kim told us that her 4-year-old daughter is extremely picky. The little girl will eat anything that's made of milk and the occasional chicken nugget, but that's it. Kim said if they even utter the T word, that would be the word try. Forget about it. Immediate clamp down of the mouth. We hear you, Kim.
Angie, who survived on hot dogs and M&Ms as a kid, told us that when her son was about 5, she made some turkey quesadillas, which she thought was brilliant because he loved turkey and Mexican food, but it was wrong. She thought he ate it, but later she found the greasy quesadilla stuffed between the couch cushions.
Oh, nice. Love that. Well, join us back here tomorrow morning around 7:45 to talk more about fabulous food. Have a great Wednesday.